Shifting our attention from northern Iraq, it's been weeks since ISIS took control of suburbs of Baghdad. At the time, they steamrolled Iraqi soldiers, many of whom fled rather than fight. Back in June, a lot of people were worried the militants were going to take Baghdad, but that hasn't happened so far. Gaith Abdulahad is Middle East correspondent for The Guardian newspaper. He's just returned from Iraq, where he spent 2 weeks embedded with Shiite militias, some of which sprung into action to defend the areas around Baghdad. He joins me via Skype from Istanbul. Welcome to the program, Gaith.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So first off, can you tell us where you were in Iraq and who you were embedded with?
Well, Aaron, I traveled north and south of Baghdad to the two new areas of confrontation that's kind of developing. These are the new boundaries of the Iraqi state, if you like. The first one is in Diyala province, around 60, 70 kilometers north of Baghdad. And the other is the southern edge of the city, basically. The two places are very mixed Sunni-Shia areas. So in both areas, this is where you had the worst civil war in the last bout of fighting, 2006, 2007. And this is where the new front lines are emerging.
And what are the goals of the militias? Is it to protect Baghdad, or are they working with Iraqi forces, with Iraqi regulars?
Well, ostensibly, they tell you we are here to protect Baghdad, to stop ISIS attacking Baghdad. But the pattern developing in both areas, you see kind of trenches being built between the two communities, between Sunni and Shia villages, which is really absurd because you pass from Sunni to Shia to then another Shia and Sunni and other. So building berms and digging trenches is a really absurd kind of like First World War fortifications in the middle of very intermixed communities. This is a potential, you know, really bad massacre is going to happen in these places. For them, every Sunni is a potential threat. The last day when I was there, I was driving back to Baghdad and I saw, dead bodies hanging from a lamppost in the center of Baquba. Now, the people of Baquba say these are, you know, foreign fighters, ISIS fighters captured and killed. But Sunnis say those are normal Sunnis kidnapped from their houses. So this is the fault lines that are developing north and south of Baghdad.
And what has relationship been with these militias? And obviously with the Sunni population, it's not good, but the other citizens that they say they're protecting, how are they getting along with them?
Well, to be honest, if you are a Shia and you're living in Diyala and you've seen the last rounds of civil war in 2006 and 2007, you would really welcome the presence of these militias. The military is totally subservient to the militias. I went to one of the front lines, and there you see the military basically taking command from the militiamen.
Okay, the last time we spoke, you were very pessimistic about the violence in Iraq spiraling into a full-on sectarian war. Right now, though, a fairly diverse coalition seems in some ways to be rallying against ISIS. Do you think the risk of sectarianism has decreased or is the same?
You know, I may quote a Shia politician from like one of the very religious Shia parties who was saying, you now have, apart from the tens of thousands of Sunni militants fighting, you have tens of thousands of Shia who have all been radicalized and equipped and armed. He was asking the question, where do you think those people will go in 2-3 years' time? So he's not only thinking about the conflict evolving in Iraq, but actually those militants will be exported to other places. Like the Sunni jihadis, I think we will see the same thing happening on the Shia side. The people, when they start fighting, when they organize into militia, they don't disappear when the fighting is over. So I'm afraid I'm still pessimist.
Gaith Abdulahad is Middle East correspondent for The Guardian newspaper. He's just back from 2 weeks with Shia militiamen. Gaith, thank you so much.
Thank you.